Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called, episode 11. Jesus is the standard, and you're not the exception. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. So let me say something that might mess with your religious sensibilities right out of the gate. You can't live like hell and then slap a "but God knows my heart" sticker on it like he's spiritual Febreze. I know, not the kind of cozy coffee sipping devotional you were expecting today. But here's the thing. We're not playing church over here. We're trying to walk out this Jesus thing in real life. With grown kids still living at home, a pantry that never seems to be full, and a spiritual life that sometimes looks more like a yard sale than a revival. So today, we're talking about something that's been clawing at the back of my mind like a toddler with peanut butter fingers. Something we don't like to admit, let alone confront. The real Jesus doesn't look like most Christians. And I think we need to talk about that. So let's get real. Somewhere along the way, we started treating Jesus like a vibe instead of a savior. We've got t-shirts that say, "Jesus is my homeboy," mugs that say, "Fueled by coffee and Christ," and entire Instagram accounts that make it look like following Jesus means writing scripture in pastel highlighter and drinking overpriced lattes with Bible tabs poking out of your fake leather ESV. And before you come at me with your gel pens, let me say this. There's nothing wrong with loving your quiet time aesthetics. But if your faith is mostly performative and only exists in your journal or social media posts, then friend, we're in trouble. Jesus didn't come to make us look spiritual. He came to make us holy. And the difference between those two things is the difference between a wedding ring from a gumball machine and one forged by fire. Because let's face it, most of us, especially in modern Western Christianity, have domesticated Jesus. We've neutered the Lion of Judah and turned him into a golden retriever who follows us around and affirms all our choices. But Jesus wasn't safe. He wasn't tame. He wasn't even liked by the religious people. He was bold, offensive, unapologetic, and unrelentingly holy. You want to know what Jesus actually said? Not what Pinterest says. Not what your self-help devotional says. Not what TikTok theology says. Here's what he said: "Take up your cross and follow me. Go and sin no more. You will be hated for my name's sake. If you love me, keep my commandments. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." That doesn't sound like a motivational poster. That sounds like a call to die to yourself. And yet, we've convinced ourselves that Jesus is here to validate our feelings and vibe with our lifestyles. We've turned the gospel into a comfort blanket instead of a lifeline. We've traded reverence for relatability. And I'm not saying we can't talk to Jesus like a friend. We should. He is tender. He is near. But let's not forget, he is also holy, righteous, and returning in power. So maybe, just maybe, the problem isn't that people don't believe in Jesus. Maybe the problem is that they believe in a version of him that doesn't exist. Christian versus Christ-like. Let's talk about it. Brace yourself. We're going to talk about something most people avoid. You can call yourself a Christian and have absolutely nothing in common with Christ. Oof, that one hit me too. Listen, I'm not saying that as someone who has it all figured out. I'm saying that as someone who's still new in the faith. Less than 2 years walking this walk, tripping over theology books and awkward altar calls. But what I have figured out is this. The church is full of people who want Jesus to save them, but not to change them. They want forgiveness without repentance, salvation without submission, heaven without holiness. And somewhere in the middle of all that, they slap the word Christian on themselves like it's a personality quiz result. You know the ones. Still gossiping? I'm just a work in progress. Still sleeping around? Jesus hung out with sinners too. Still prideful, petty, manipulative, unrepentant? Don't judge me. Seriously. Friends, that's not conviction. That's convenience wrapped in scripture and duct taped with delusion. Being a Christian isn't just about believing in Jesus. It's about becoming like him. And that means crucifying your flesh, not just cropping it out of your Sunday selfies. The early church didn't need fog machines and merch tables to draw people in. You know what they had? Power. Holiness. The Holy Ghost. They had truth that cut like a sword, not sanitized sermons and self-care theology. And yet, here we are, generations later, obsessed with platform over posture, aesthetics over anointing, and comforts over conviction. You want revival? It starts with repentance. Not a revival night, not a conference, not an Instagram reel with the perfect filter, just you on your face saying, Lord, search me, change me, make me like you. That's where the fire starts. Your feelings are not the Holy Spirit. Can we just pause for a second and say this out loud? Your emotions are not evidence of the Holy Spirit. Do I need to say it louder for the people in the back? Your emotions are not evidence of the Holy Spirit. I've been in rooms that felt electric, tears falling, hands raised, music swelling, and the presence of God was nowhere to be found. And I've sat alone on my bed, holding a dry Bible and an aching heart, and there he was. Because the Holy Spirit isn't a vibe. He's a person. He doesn't need a soundtrack. He doesn't require mood lighting. He isn't summoned by goosebumps. He comes where there's truth. And if you're living in rebellion, actively sinning, calling yourself blessed and highly favored while ignoring the conviction in your gut, friend, that's not the Holy Ghost. That's your flesh on parade, wearing a choir robe. I know this because I've justified attitudes and behaviors because they felt right. But do you know what scripture says? Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Feelings are fickle. The word is not. So let's stop equating spiritual maturity with emotional experiences. You can cry in worship and still live in rebellion. You can pray in tongues and still have an unrepentant heart. You can post about Jesus and still walk in pride, gossip, lust, envy, bitterness, greed, all while convincing yourself that grace covers it. Let me be real clear. Grace does cover it. But grace isn't your permission slip to sin. It's your power to walk away from it. You might know church, but do you know Jesus? Here's where it gets even more uncomfortable. Some of the nastiest people I've met have been church people. Religious, rigid, proud, arrogant, condescending, obsessed with rules, but void of relationship. They know the hymns. They know the scriptures. They know the order of service, the offering count, and the Sunday potluck schedule. But do they know the man who overturned tables? The one who touched lepers? The one who dined with outcasts? The one who was too radical for the Pharisees and too holy for the world? Church attendance doesn't equal salvation. Bible knowledge doesn't equal transformation. Your resume doesn't matter in the kingdom. The only thing that matters is this. Do you know him? Not know about him. Not know how to sing about him. Not know how to work for him. Do you know him? Does your life reflect him? Do your words sound like him? Do your habits, your relationships, your decisions mirror his heart? Because you can sit in a pew every week and still be on your way to hell. I know that sounds harsh, but I'd rather say something hard that leads you to repentance than coddle your comfort all the way to destruction. Jesus didn't die so we could play religious dress up. He died to make us new. Radically, visibly, eternally new. And if your life looks just like it did before you met him, you might want to check if you really met him. Because when Jesus walks into your life, he flips tables. He confronts sin. He rewrites your story. And yes, he does it with love. But it's a holy love, not a flimsy, feelings-based, self-help kind of love. It's the kind of love that says, I see your mess, and I die to set you free from it. That's the gospel. Not do what you want. Not Jesus loves you no matter what. But Jesus loves you enough not to leave you like that. So I know this episode felt heavier than usual. There were fewer jokes, more scripture, and probably a few spiritual toes stepped on. But here's the truth, friend. Jesus is not a culture accessory. He's not your brand. He's not your backup plan. He is Lord. And Lord means authority. He gets to call the shots. He gets to say what's sin. He gets to confront, correct, refine, and reroute your life. Not because he's cruel, but because he's holy. And you were never created to live in compromise. You were created to walk in righteousness, covered by grace, empowered by the Spirit, and daily becoming more like Christ. So no. You're not the exception to the standard. Jesus is the standard. And the beautiful, terrifying, glorious truth is this. He still calls us to follow him, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's unpopular, even when it costs everything. Because he already paid for everything. So thanks for tuning in to Unpolished But Called. If this episode stepped on your toes, welcome to the club. Mine are bruised too, but we're not here to stay comfortable, we're here to grow. So if today made you squirm a little, good. It means we're listening. Until next time, keep walking, keep repenting, and keep remembering, Jesus is the standard, not your social feed, not your friend group, not even your feelings. And friend, you're not the exception. You're the reason he came. Catch you in the next episode.